said it first time.
Zarbecha. Okay. We had on the top of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, the third line from the top, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Halacha, where is it? The next line, the fifth line. Amle Shmuel de Rab Yudah. Rab Yudah was a Talmud of Shmuel. Shinina. He was very sharp. So he says, Halacha Karav Gamliel, Mikir Adin, Vatla Tabruv, the Adika Rav Ksher Metzlo. Two lines later. Halacha, he says, the din is like Rabbi Gamliel, Vatla Tabruv, the Sachastira, Maislach Lamei, Mahor Lachatchila Abriyevit. The Shmuel said, Lichatchila, you should only pass on like Rabbi Gamliel when you have Rav Ksher Metzlo. The Rama holds you have to have Trey Rube, other Bishanim hold. The Mechaber quotes the two opinions. Rama holds you have to have Lachatchila. She's the menace to say the Koshin Avalti. You mata Lachatchila her, mata the Vlad Lachatchila if you have Trey Rube. Other Bishanim say no. She has that money, so it's enough with Chad Rube. And B'dieved, we would be matir, even without the Trey Rube. Would you even need Chad Rube? Would she be in the menace even without a Chad Rube? That's a further question.
So, how does the Rambam read this Gemara?
He learns based on the Gemara later, and the next stop that you need Trey Rube Tezvav. So he rereads this Gemara. When the Gemara says, I think a Rav Ksher Ma'adah, I mean double Rav. My loss of Yuchsim, that one Rav is not enough, because if you rely on one Rav, you may make a mistake, and you'll rely on a Rav when it's really Kavua. So you have to have Trey Rube. Whatever the Gemara says, Rav, the Rambam understands that Rav and Yuchsin means the Trey Rube. Okay.
I think also based on the Rav passed in like in the Mishnah, like Rabbi Yosef
could be a thing of
a
focus. That
Rabbi
Yudon
Shmuel says, like,
might
hold one Rav, but Rav passed in like
Rabbi Yosef,
two
Jews. Rav, okay, but. Yeah, but we don't pass like Rav, we pass like Shmuel over here.
In
Shmuel
like
told, yeah, over here we pass like Shmuel, we don't pass like Rav. What that Shmuel is the one who said Lachatchila should be Machmer, not the father of Yosef. I mean, Shmuel said Lachatchila should be Choshish for Rav. I don't think that's.
No, I'm saying that was in Shmuel. I'm saying.
Well, Shmuel is the one who said this. Omle Shmuel the Rabbi Yosef, no, Atal Tabruv, Tadika Rav. Shmuel is telling this to the
Talmud. I'm saying could be at the end of the day we would go like Rav, that you need Trey Rube over Shmuel.
I don't know. I don't think so. The Gemara says Shmuel says you need Trey Rube. No. The Gemara says later. Shmuel is the one who says you need Trey Rube. I think so. The old after as well from a base. Shmuel also holds you need Trey Rube. No?
Tosos also proves that the two sigdim are not arguing. Tosos and Divar Kaman prove that. Don't say that they're arguing.
Yeah. No, I think the Rama just says that based on the Gemara Tezvav, whenever it says Raif, so B'yuchsen, you're required that it should be Trey Rube, because otherwise you make a mistake, and you may rely on a Rav. That's really a Kavua. So the Rambam understood once lechatchila need a Rav Ksher Madar. Rav means Trey Rube. Yeah. So Shmuel said that's how he passed. And lechatchila means if the kohen didn't marry her yet, if they already got married, that's for the eved. If it's an issue of getting divorced, lebafkin laminei, or if they had a child, pashim shat. Once you're dealing with a child, that's already for the eved. So then we would be mekel. Mekel on what? Mekel on what? That she would be nemenes. That she would be Nemenes even without any Rav, Alpi Pashtas, even without, even Rav Psula Metzlo, that's Alpi Pashtas. Ever since the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rambam holds, Lechatchila need Trey Rube, but the evidence she would be Nemenes, even if it's only Chad Rube. That's not what it sounds from the Gemara. From the Gemara, it sounds that but the evidence she would be Nemenes to be Machsha the blood, Machsha herself, even if Rav Psula Metzlo. That's the Pashtas of Shat in the Gemara. So similar to that, as Shmuel said, Lechatchila, you need Rav Ksherim, a Trey Rubim, but the Eved would be more good even without the Rav Ksherim. So the Gemara has later on the same Daf about Anasiso, that Rabbi Yeshua says, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah from Adius, hey Rabbi Yeshua, Alam Anasiso Shikshev Lakuna. And then the Gemara quotes, Hatani Sefer of that Mishnah Nedis, Amalam Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yudah ben Maseir, Kibaldam Eduschem, we accept what you said, Mikir Adin, it's true. I will call Goza, Rabbi Yechem and Zakai, Shlal Hoshe Bez Nalkach, etc. Because my loss of Yuchsin. You say, my loss of Yuchsin over here. So this is the Poshe Pshat from Shulchan Aruch says, that Kvagoz Rabbi Yechem and Zakai, that's Lachatchila. Not to be Moshe Bez Nalkach, but for the Yevid, if they already married a coin, if they already had a vlad, then the Yevid we would say that Almana Sisa would be good. Almana Sisa would be Mutter. The Kvagoz Rabbi Yechem and Zakai, that's Shalol Hoshe Bez Nalkach. Means Lachatchila said similar to on the fifth line from the top, that the Shmuel told Rabbi Yudah, Abba Tabruv, the Lachatchila we're Machmer. So the same by Almana Sisa, Lachatchila we're Machmer, but for the Yevid we would be Mekel. Mikir Adin, the din really is an Almana Sisa is Muteris. Yeah. Then we got up until three lines from the bottom of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. So Moshe says, "Tan Rabban, is the Almana Sisa that Rabbi Yeshua hated that it's Muteris? Kol Shem Veloy Mishum Amzeris, Veloy Mishum Nesinus, Veloy Mishum Abdi Melochim. It's just an issue of Chalolus. The Gemara doesn't understand what Chalolus is a din deraisa." So why are you more machmer by mamzeris is deraisa? The sinim may be deraisa, and the sinim is machleg is Rashi and Tosfos. We had on the first daf in Eilu Naris, but in the sinim is deraisa rabban, and sinim are the zayin umish and is gairu. Bismanazel Rabban on zayin umish. Correct. Bosan chervil bilbul is kol alam kula. But if you are zayin umish and is gairu, that you're not allowed to marry them. So that was the pasuk says. Lois is Chattenbaum, and that was a Machleikis in Yibamis, Machleikis Amarim, where the Lois is Chattenbaum goes on the Nochri Usam, that you're not allowed to intermarry with Nochrim, but once they convert, you're allowed to marry them. Or no, how can you say Lois is Chattenbaum Nochri Usam? There's no Tvisit Kedushin, the whole verb doesn't apply. Obviously, it goes Lachashin is Garu, the Gerusam, so the Yisan Isin would be their Isa. So that was a Machleikis Amarim, in the Sugin Yibamis, that was Machleikis, Rashi and Taisvis. A different mesichtus, what the maskana is. So Rashi always writes that the sinim is only the rabbanan, David Gozer Alein. That's the Gemara says David Gozer Alein. And Tosfos claims that the maskana sasugi was that it is deraisa, it's not the rabbanan. Yeah.
Doesn't it sound here that's clearly
deraisa? It doesn't have deraisa? Yeah, the Gemara says on Amid Beis, then the sinim is deraisa. I mean, according to that mandama, okay. Yeah, that's what it sounds like from our Gemara. So the Gemara asks, why is Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, Amman, Asisa, is Muteris only by Almana Sisa, where there's an issue of Chalolas? Why are you making more over there? Why by Mamzerim and the Sinim, Abdi Malachim, that's their rice? So you're not Bekel. Nivol Olapaslo is also then their rice. Everything is their rice. What's the difference? So the Gemara explains it doesn't mean that. The Gemara explains that there's a din of Shabbat Anab Shechaticha Disur. There's a din in Dini Mamanis that you need two kosher Eidim. But we have an exception to the rule. If a person admits that he owes money, so he's neman. So what kind of a din is that? So the Tzai Shachayshin quotes, has a whole discussion, famous discussion. The Samach Reinim say that Haidos Baldin, we know it's not true. The fellow says, I borrowed $1,000 from Rabbi Blau yesterday in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. Everybody was standing there. I didn't borrow $1,000 from my plow. It was all based matters for all the people. It never happened. So the Gemara says in the beginning of Bamtziah, even if you have 100 Eidim say it never happened, it doesn't matter. Adas Baldin, you got to pay. So what kind of a din is that? It doesn't correspond to reality. It doesn't make any sense. So some Achrenim say that just like you created his Chayvis Yesh Meyayin, in secular law in America, it doesn't exist. You cannot create a his Chayvis Yesh Meyayin. Unless that's out of consideration for something. I bought an automobile, I have to pay money. I broke your window, I have to pay money. If I borrowed money, I have to pay money. Yesh me'ayin, I say, hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000. So in Goyish law, there's no such thing. But in Jewish law, that's the Gemara, Kuf Beis Amin Aleph. So the Gemara says, either, it says in Shas many times, Kana mi'odoy, if you made a Kabbalah's Kenyan Suda, be Caleb Shalkaina. I want to obligate myself to give you $100,000. So you give me a handkerchief, you give me a yarmulke, or a ballpoint pen, whatever, you give me a kli sholem. So in exchange for my accepting the kli sholem from you, I obligate myself to give you an amount of money. That's the institution of Kinyan Suda that appears in Megillas Rus. And it says that Kinyan Suda works Lekayem Koldover. Zos Lefana Bisol, Al-Gulab, Al-Tumul, Lekayem Koldover works in anything and everything. Kinyan Suda is a unique Kinyan that works both to be kind of karka or metaltalim, or to create his chayvis mamon. The Loshon HaPasuk is Lekayem Koldover. It's good for anything and everything. So that's one way. The Gemara has many places, Bishukon HaMiyodai. If you made a Kabbalah, Kinyan Suda, you can accept upon yourself. You can create his chayvis yesh meyayin. Or the Gemara Kul Besam and Aleph in Ksuvah says, Machleg Zab Yechon HaVish Lokish. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that if I write in the shtar, chayv ani lachmana, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000, that can create a hischayvus also. So we're usually used to thinking the two ways to create a hischayvus, without breaking your window, without buying the automobile, and without borrowing the money. I can create a hischayvus out of the clear blue sky, not corresponding to anything. One way to create a hischayvus is kinyan sudim, chalipin, and one way is alidei shtar. So these achrayim say, here's a third way. I make a hidos baldin. Hidos baldin creates a hischayvus. I make a hidos baldin that I borrowed $100,000 from Rabbi Blau in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, in between Shlishi and Revi. Everybody was watching. It never happened. Hidos baldin is ein b'hakosh v'hazama. Why? Hidos baldin is a new way to create a hischayvus. I created a hischayvus. So the Ktos HaChoshen is not happy with that, and he brings rise from Gemara that it's not correct. He says, Hados Badin, the Loshon Gemar, Hados Badin, Kimeyu Eidim Dom. It's a birur, it's an emanus. Aye, but 100 witnesses say it never happened. Just like you have Hazama. If two Eidim are Mazim, the first two Eidim. So the Torah says, we give them emanus to the second two Eidim, or Mazim, the first Eidim. So here we say, Hados Badin is Kimeyu Eidim Dom, is like 100 witnesses. So even though there were 100 witnesses in the Beis Medrash to say it never happened, but he says, Hados Badin is like 1,000 witnesses. I trade Kimeyu. That means it's better than everything. Hados Baldin is a better birur than everything. Even if they're mazim me, they say, I wasn't even in the Beis Medrash yesterday. I was in Woodmere for Shabbos. They say, I wasn't even here. The whole story is cockeyed, the whole thing never happened. Gemara says, Hados Baldin is ein b'hakosh v'ein hazom. There's no way to undo Hados Baldin.
But it's not, we're not going to say that for any, we don't believe Hados Baldin, so it's clearly not the strongest number.
The Gemara has in the end of the first perek in Bob Metzia, Haidos Baldin, the Chav Lachrin is not Neman midirabonim. In the Torah it is Neman midirabonim, it's not Neman because Chashina lekinunya, because we're afraid he's in cahoots with someone else and try to pull a fast one on someone else. But in the Torah, Haidos Baldin, Chav Lachrin is Neman. The Nesivis wrote a Sefer on Ksubis, that's called Beis Yankov. Beis Yankov. So in his Sefer, he points out this Kasha. He quotes a Shita Mekubalet. There's a contradiction between two Gemaras. The Gemara at the end of the first Perek in Bav Metzia is clear that Hados Baldin Chav Lachrini works min Hatorah, only Midi Rabbanan it doesn't work. And then there's a Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Samachem at Beis, where the Gemara sounds like Hados Baldin Chav Lachrini doesn't work min Hatorah. The Gemara says there, if I give a girl a ring and I say, Hariyat Mekudesh Asli, there are no witnesses watching, so Gemara says that the Kiddushin is not Chav. That's what we call in the yeshivas, Abchaim coined the term. That's called Eis Lekim Adov. The Beis Halevi didn't have that term. Abchaim's father didn't have that term. So when he writes this, it takes him three lines to explain this. And Abchaim used it, he coined the expression, Eis Lekim Adov, that if you don't have Eidim watching, it's not Chav. So Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk, that Dover Dover Mi Mamin. It says, by Mamin, Al Pishnei Eidim, Al Pishloish Eidim Yakum Dover. And it says by Dovah Shabi Erva, Kimotzabo Erva's Dovah. So you need Eidus Lekim Adova by Kiddushin. So the Gemara asks, but by Mammon is, Haidos Baldin is good. So why don't you learn Dovah Dovah Mimon? Haidos Baldin should be good by Kiddushin also. So if the boy and the girl went out on a date and the boy gave the girl a ring and said, I'm a Kadesh asleep, there was nobody watching, then they come home from the date and they tell the parents, we just got married. The boy gave the girl a ring and say, I am Kadesh. They say, have the both Hados Baldin. The boy and the girl both make Hados Baldin, that he was Mekadesher. So let that be good, Lekim Adover. Why do you insist it has to be Davke Eidus Lekim Adover? Hados Baldin should also be good, Lekim Adover. So the Gemara says it's Chav Lachrini. Because she's married to him, then she can't marry somebody else. So that Gemara sounds like it's a din min HaTorah, that Hados Baldin, Chav Lachrini doesn't work min HaTorah. So isn't that in contradiction? The Shita Mekubetzes at the end of the first perek, and Bob Metzia asks, isn't that in contradiction to the Gemara there in Bob Metzia? The Gemara says, Hados Baldin Chav Lachrini is no good. It's only Midi Rabbanan no good because Chashina Lekinun. And this Gemara in Kiddushin seems to say that it's not good Benatur. So in the yeshivas, they say the name Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, the name Rab Shimon Shkop, the name Rab Chaim Shmulevitz. The one shia that I heard from Rab Chaim Shmulevitz was on this kashya. So I remember when I came back from Eretz Yisrael, Rab David Lichtman asked me, "Nu, did you hear a shia from Rab Chaim Shmulevitz?" I said, "Yes." "What did he say?" So I told him, "Did he say it in the name of Rab Shimon?" So he said, "No." So he said, "Why not? That's everybody knows that's from Rab Shimon. Rab Soloveitchik used to say the name Rab Chaim Soloveitchik." Okay. So everybody says the same thing. So they all say the same thing. When the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Haidos Baldin, Chav Lachrini is no good ben HaTorah, it not to be taken literally. What it means is that by Gittin the Kiddushin, you're not a Baldin. You're a Baldover, but you're not a Baldin. The one who's getting married, the boy and the girl, are the Bali Dvarim. Kroivim Apsulim La'edis. So you can't have for the Edim, by the Chuppah, you can't have anyone as a relative either to the boy or to the girl. Why? Because the chosen and the kala are the bali dvarim. So whoever is the korb to the baldover is pasul la'edus. But they can't say the chosen kala baldin. The terminology baldin only applies in dini mamon. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara is explaining that the concept of hados baldin can't apply to isa the heter because chav lachrini. What does it mean? It's not dini mamon. In dini mamon they have the concept of baldin. Indeed, in the Foshas or Gittin Likidush, you have the concept of Baldova, but you don't have the concept of Baldin. He's not a Baldin. The Gemara is explaining that the Chosin and the Kala are not Baledinim because Chav Lachrinim. But it's not the same meaning as Chav Lachrinim in the end of the first parak in Bob Metzia. The end of the first parak in Bob Metzia, if I make a Hadol's Baldin, indeed, in Mominus, that's Chav Lachrinim, Bezdin won't believe me because Chashina Likinunya. We're afraid he's trying to pull a fast one. And if he's about to die, the one who makes the Hados Baldin is about to die. And and people are not going to pull the first one as they're about to die. Or the Chav Lachrin is going to be Mapsed Hegdish. Eino the Moshe Kenunya La Hegdish. And then the Moshe says, Mikra Din, Hados Baldin Chav Lachrin is Neman. Whenever you're not concerned about the Kenunya, Mishas Misa, he's not going to make a Kenunya. Or Eino the Moshe Kenunya La Hegdish. Then you revert back to the din deraisa that Hados Baldin and Dina Mammon is. He's a Baldin and Dina Mammon. Hados Baldin is Neman, even though it is Chav Lachrini. The Gemara in Kiddushan of Samachem and Bey said a different word, that there is no concept of Baldin. There's a concept of Baldover. He's the Chosin, she's the Kala, they're the Baldin. But you can't say Hados Baldin. It doesn't apply Bechlal by Gittin the Kiddushan. That's what it means in the Gemara.
How does it fit in with Chav Lachrini?
I'm not a Baldin. I'm only a Baldin if it's I'm admitting that I owe money. Here I'm saying the woman is an Eshes Ish. I'm not a Baldin Bechlal, by Gittin Mikadusha. I'm not a Baldin, I'm a Baldover. But it's not, Baldin is only in Didi Mamanis. So the Gemara uses a Melitza, Chav Lachrini. But it's not the same meaning, it doesn't have the same connotation as it has there at the end of the first parak in Bava Metzia. So getting back again. So the Ktoy Sachoshen has a famous essay where he quotes some of the Achreinim who say that Haidos Baldin Kemeirim Dami is a form of a Hischaibis. He can create Hischaibis like De Konami Yodai, Kenyan Chalipan, you can create Hischaibis like De Shtar, that's Kubbeis Amanalev, Machlex Abyechan Mishlokish. We have accepted Abyechanan's opinion. Chayv Ani Lachmana Vishtar creates a Hischaibis, and there's a third way to create Hischaibis Mammon, Alidei Haidos Baldin. So the Ktoy thinks he proves from Gemara that that's not correct. That Hados Baldin is an emanus. It's a birur. That's the Loshon HaGemara. Hados Baldin Kimeyu Eidim Dami. The whole Melitza Kimeyu Eidim comes to explain that it's Eina B'Hakosha V'Hazoma. Usually if you have trade, so you know who's telling the truth. But here, if I make a Hados Baldin, you have 100 Eidim say, it never happened. Even if the Eidim are mazami, I wasn't even there. I say, Rabbi Blau lent me the money in the middle of Kriya Sator yesterday in the Beis Medrash. You weren't even in the Beis Medrash yesterday. I was in Queens, I wasn't here Bechlam. So the Gemara says, it's the strongest birur you can have. So that's what the Ktzos taina. So then, the Ktzos has also, in the same essay, has a discussion of the din of Shabi Anafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. Shabi Anafshe Chaticha Di Yisura means like this. I say to a girl, I married you. And she says, I don't know who you are, you're crazy. I never met you before, I'm not married to you. So she doesn't become an Eishes Ish, that's because I'm an Eid Echad. You have to have to, Eid Echad is not Neman and Dovah should be Erva. If there would be two witnesses who would say that she's married to me, then she wouldn't be free to marry someone else. I'm only an Eid Echad. I say that I married her. She's an Eishes Ish. She's free to marry anybody else she wants. Eid Echad doesn't even create a Leidus HaSafik by Dom Shebierva. But if I say Kiddashtich, I ask myself, I can't marry her daughter, I can't marry her sister, I can't marry her mother. Because Shavi Anapshech Hatiche Disur. Even though usually for an issue of Dovah Shebierva, we would insist that you need two Eidim. But if I say myself, I say that I married you, Memela, your sister is Achos Ishtoi, and your daughter is Isha Bito, your mother is Isha Bito, so that's the din of Shavi Anapshech Hatiche Disur. So what kind of a din is that? But in a Dovah Shebierva, you have to have two kosher Eidim. That's really a question. Is this a question or not? The question I just asked, is that really a question? What's the definition of Dovah Shebierva that you need two Eidim? So we must have discussed it earlier. Yeah, we discussed it when we spoke about Mamzeris. What's the definition of a Dovah Shebierva that you require two Eidim? So the classical Dovah Shebierva is to ascertain that a woman is an Eishes Ish, or that an Eishes Ish is no longer, that she's a Pnuya. They say that the husband divorced her, that the husband is dead. So Mikra, then they write, so you need two Eidim to say Meis Baila. The fact that Eid Echad is Neman by Meis Baila, the Pashtus is, all the Rishonim assume that it's only a Kulam in the Rabbonim. And Atar Eid Echad is not believed to say Meis Baila. The Pnei Yeshua came up with an Einfall. Pnei Yeshua discovered a Sifrei on the Pasuk. Layokam in Echad Be'ish, L'cholav and L'chol Chatas, V'chol Chet Asher Yechto. So the Sifrei has a Drosha. Layokam in Echad Be'ish, Avol Be'isha Kom. Eid Echad is Neman Be'isha. What does it mean? Layokam in Echad Be'ish, Avol Be'isha Kom. So the Pnei Yeshua says that means that Eid Echad is Neman by Meis Baila Min HaTorah. Aye, but the Gemara says, the Gemara gives reasons. The Gemara gives the whole explanation. Why would they Mekel? The Gemara says, because it's a Milsa Da'vad Elikluy, Lo'im Shakri Inshi. People would be afraid to tell a lie, to say that the husband is dead. They may get caught in the lie later on. The husband will come back alive. So the Gemara gives a different reason why. Milsa Da'vad Elikluy. The Gemara says, the woman is certainly going to investigate. She's not going to remarry so quickly just because the Eid Echad says so. She's going to investigate and she's only going to remarry if she's fully convinced that the first husband is dead, because she knows she's going to be in big trouble if it comes out that the husband is still alive. So the Gemara says two different reasons. What did Pnei Yeshua give a different reason? Pnei Yeshua says, Akzeres Akosuv. So the Pnei Yeshua says, no, the Gemara is explaining, why didn't they introduce a Chumrim with the Rabbanon? True, there's a Gzeres HaKosu L'yakim and Echad B'ish. Avol B'ish HaKom, Eid Echad, is Neman HaMeis Baila. But they should have introduced a Chumrim with the Rabbanon. So the Gemara gives two reasons why they never introduced a Chumrim with the Rabbanon. Either because Isha Daiko Minzvo, or because Mitochem Shechamat Aleha B'Sofa, Ikalt Aleha B'Tchilosa. Either Milsa Delil Goy, a Daiko Minzvo, one reason or another. So therefore, you revert back to the din deraisa. The Yochem Melech Beish, Avul Beish Shekom. That's the Pnei Yeshua says like that. The Nevi Yehuda quotes this Pnei Yeshua, and he accepts it. He accepts it. The Pashtus is not like the Pnei Yeshua. The Pashtus says that's a real. All the Rishonim say not so. The Rishonim assume Menatur. It's really a Dovah Shebierva. To say that a woman is an Eishes Ish. To say about a woman who was assumed when the girl was born, she was single. She wasn't married before she was born. A girl comes into the community, she's Cheskas Pnuya, and then someone wants to say that the woman is an Eishes Ish. That's a Dovah Shebierva. You should need to aid him on that. And if a woman lived in the neighborhood for years, and we know that she was married, all of a sudden her husband disappears, and the woman says the husband died, or the husband gave you a get. So the Pashto says that's a Dovah Shebierva. To say that the woman who is known to be an Eishes Ish is no longer an Eishes Ish. To say the woman who is known to be single is an Eishes Ish, that's a real Dovah Shebierva. To say a woman is Ishus, yes Eishes Ish, not Eishes Ish. And Eid Echad is Neman Meis Baila, that's a Kula Mid Rabbanon. And all the Rishonim work hard to explain how could the Chachamim have authority to be Mekel. The Chachamim only give an authority, Ushmati Mishmati Asum Mishmaris Mishmati. First Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Asei Siog La Torah. They were never given authority to be Mekel. As we say, the Reform and Conservative Balabatim give their rabbis much more authority than the Orthodox. We don't give our rabbis authority to be Mekel on any deal in their eyes. Only have authority to be Machmer, Mishmati Mes, Mishmati. Ekech B'Achachamim L'Akadot Menatar B'Kum B'Yasei. So all the Rishonim work on that. How can there be a Heter Mid'Rabbanon? That Eid Echad is Neman Ameis Baila. Ekech, this Sugyan Yivomas Andaf Peches. Ekech B'Achachamim Lakadov men atar bikum v'yaseh. So all the Rishonim work on that. They give different explanations. So that's the original Dovish Abiyeva, that Nichnei Edim is to say that a woman is an Eshes Ish, or that an Eshes Ish is no longer an Eshes Ish. What about to say, I want to marry a girl, and then an Erecha comes and he says, you can't marry that girl, I know for a fact, the girl is your sister, or the girl is your wife's sister. Achos Ishtoi. Is that called Dovish Abiyeva? That's Gili Arayis. Arayis, Bala Ha'era is Gili Arayis. It's the same word. Dovish Abiyeva, Gili Arayis is the same word. But is it the same concept? Any case of Gili Arayis is called Dovish Abiyeva? And maybe Dovish Abiyeva, Dova Dova Mimami, Kimotza Ba'erva is Dova. The original Pasuk, Kimotza Ba'erva is Dova, says the woman has to get divorced from her husband because she's a Saita, Asura Al-Baila, Kozinsa, Eshzisha, Hoshazinsa. So maybe the only three things, the only cases that need to aid them are to say Kiddushin, Gevrishin, Meis Baila, or Eshes Ishazinsa. Maybe those cases need. Or let's say Eshes Kain Shenensa. To say Eshes Kain Shenensa, she has to get divorced from the husband. So whenever you're talking about a matter of Ishus or not Ishus, to say the woman has to get divorced, or there is a marriage, there's not a marriage, something like that. That's Dovah Shebi'er. Just to say that a boy and a girl are brother and a sister, is that called Dovah Shebi'er? So that's a machlek is the Ran and the Ramban. It's Grada on the Gemara that Tosis quotes over here. Tosis here says, Vava Men Aleph, Dibra Maschel Dilma, quotes a Gemara in Nozir Daf Yud Beis. A man sent to Shliach to be Mekadosh and Isha for him. Umeis HaShliach, the Shliach disappears. The Shliach dies. We don't know, did the Shliach ever Mekadosh a woman for him? So the Gemara says, there's a Ruba Deleise Kamon Chazoka. We assume Chazoka Shaliach Oisa Shlichus Toi. We assume the Shliach probably did, the Shlichus probably was Mekadosh and Isha for him. So the Gemara in Erevin has a whole discussion. Do you have the right to assume Shliach Oisa Shlichus Toi Lahokel? Here we're talking Lahachmer. What about Lahokel? Let's say I send the Shliach, I say, please make me an Erev Eid Chumen because I want to go tomorrow on Erev Shabbos. I say, do me a favor, make an Erev Eid Chumen. The guy says, I'm going to take care of it, rely on me. He never calls me back to tell me whether he did it or not. Do I have the right to assume Chazok or Shaliach or Shlichusai that he made the Erev Eid Chumen and I'm allowed to go Chutz L'Chumen? So that's a whole discussion in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, no, you have no right to rely Chazok or Shaliach or Shlichusai unless the Shliach who's in charge is the Bez Nagadol. Unless it's a very prominent, extremely responsible individual. Right, right. So the Tosfos says on that daf that mikra din deraisa, you always say chazak shlich osa shlich usai. It's a chumra in the rabbana not to rely. But here we're talking about chazak shlich osa shlich usai lechumra, not lekula. This gemara, the Tosfos tezvav and aleph, the maschal dilma is quoting a gemara nozer yud beis. Gemara nozer yud beis has like this. I sent the shliach to be mekadosh and isha for me, and then the shliach goes says, going to take care of it. I didn't tell him which girl to be mekadosh. I said, pick out a nice girl. You know what I'm looking for. Pick me out a nice girl. And the shliach goes, and then I hear later on, a while later, that the shliach died. I don't know whether the shliach was ever mekadosh a girl from me or not. So the gemara says you have to go lechumre chazak shliach osus shlichusoi. The shliach probably was mekadosh and isha for me. Now I don't know who the girl is. Who's the girl who's an Eshes Ish? So the Gemara says, Osa b'chol anashim shaboilam. I'm not allowed to marry any other girl, because the girl that I want to marry may be the sister, maybe Achos Ishtoi. Women may be Achos Ishtoi. They ask all the girls, unless the girl has no sisters. Unless the girl is a Geiris. I want to marry a girl, okay. Osa b'chol anashim shaboilam doesn't apply to a Geiris. She has not related to a soul in the world. But I can't, any other girl who may be the sister, the daughter, the mother, the granddaughter, or the grandmother of the Eshes Ish, I'm not allowed to marry. So on that Gemara, that's quoted in Kiddushin also. So on that Gemara, there's a machlekes, the Ran and the Ramban. What if all of the relatives come and they say, no one was ever Mekadosh us, no for a fact. No one was ever Mekadosh us, my father was ever Mekadosh Kiddushin for us. None of us are married to this guy. And really, this girl, it's not Achis Ishtai, and it's not Bas Ishtai, and it's not Eim Ishtai. It's not a relative at all. So there the machlek is the Ran and the Ramban. Is that called the Dovish Abiyarva? To be Mevarer, an issue of Gili Arayis, is that called Dovish Abiyarva or not? So the whole question that we ask is really a question. It's a question if the question is valid. And I say kidashtich. I walk over to a girl, I say, I married you. She said, I never saw you before. I don't know who you are. You're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. So the Mishnah says, I'm not allowed to marry her sister, and I'm not allowed to marry her daughter, and so on. So we asked the question, but it's a dovshe b'yervo. Shouldn't you require two eidim? So we gave an answer. Shavi anavshe chatiche disur. Was it really a question? Was it really a question that it's a dovshe b'yervo? If I say kidashtich, that she should become an eishes ish, so that's that aspect is a dovshe b'yervo. So eid echad doesn't even create a leidus asafik. But as far as saying I'm not allowed to marry your daughter, I'm not allowed to marry your sister, I'm not allowed to marry your mother, that's an issue of Gila Arise, according to some Rishonim. That's called Eid Echad Nema B'Isur. That shouldn't pose any problem. So we usually say that's also a question. Why should I be Neman to say I'm not allowed to marry your daughter? Isn't it a Dovah should be Erba? You should need to aid him. So we give the answer, Shavi Anav Shechaticha D'Isur. What kind of din is Shavi Anav Shechaticha D'Isur? But you don't have a Birur. Eid Echad doesn't even create a latest asafik. Why should I not be allowed to marry her daughter? So the Tzais HaChoshen in the same essay quotes some Achrayim and say that Shavi Anafshe is Midin Shvua, Midin Neder. Even though normally a person takes a Neder Shvua, he has to say Haredi Noider or Haredi Nishba. If he just says, I'm not going to eat any more potato chips, but he didn't say accept upon myself Beneder or Beshvua, he didn't say not in Hebrew, not in any other language, and he didn't say I take an oath. I swear, he didn't say Alosh and Neder, didn't say Alosh and Shvur. We had the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs said that Nidrei Mitzvah, Nidrei Yisr are totally different, and he thought they should be counted as two different mitzvahs. The Rambam counts to observe Nidorim, he counts as one mitzvah. The Pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, Mitzvah Sech Tishma V'Asisa Kasher Nadarta L'Hashem L'Kech Nadova Kasher Dibarta B'Ficha. So the Rambam counts that as a kefila mitzvah. It's a repeat of the mitzvah of kol ha'yetzim et piv yase. It says in Parashas Matos, whenever a person accepts upon himself a neder or a shvua, he has to observe it. Kol ha'yetzim et piv yase. So the Rambam writes, I'm not going to count these as two different mitzvahs. It's a repeat of the same mitzvah. So Ramban asks, why is it a repeat? They're totally different. This is nidri mitzvah, and this is nidri harishus. A guy takes a neder or a shvua not to eat potato chips, that's an Isser Asay. Kol ha'yetzim b'piv yasin is an Isser Asay. But if a guy takes a neder to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, he takes a neder to start learning Daf Yomi, he takes a neder to donate money to Tzedakah, that's a Nidrei Mitzvah, that's Motzo Tzach Tishma V'Yasisa, Kasha Nadarta, L'Sham Al-Kech Nadova, Kasha Dibarta V'Ficha, that's a Kiyom Asay, that's not just an Isser Asay. That's a Kiyom HaMitzvah, when he ultimately gives $100 to Tzedakah. Not only has he fulfilled the mitzvah of Zdokah, he's fulfilled the mitzvah saseh of a mitzvah sechetish maviyasisa. He has a kiyum esyah of observing the neder. A guy takes a neder not to eat potato chips and he doesn't eat it, he doesn't have a kiyum mitzvah. A guy takes a neder, a shvua, not to attend his grandmother's 100th birthday party. So he has a kiyum mitzvah that he didn't attend the birthday party. He has no kiyum mitzvah, he didn't violate an iser esyah. So Ramban says that there are several differences between Nidrei Mitzvah and Nidrei Hoshus. So one of them is that in Nidrei Hoshus, you have to say Hareni Noida, Hareni Nishba. Or in translation, you have to take an oath. You have to say something. You just say, I'm not going to attend. I'm not going to attend the birthday party. I'm not going to eat potato chips. He said, that's not binding. You have to say Hareni Noida, Hareni Nishba. Mashenikin, if he takes the Ramban is Mechadosh, if he says Nidrei Mitzvah, there's no need to say Hareni Noida, Hareni Nishba. If he says, I'm going to start learning Daf Yomi tomorrow, that's binding. He says, I'm going to give $1,000 to Tzedakah, that's binding. He says, I'm going to bring a Korban Oiluk, I'm bringing a Korban Shlomim to the Beis HaMikdash, that's already binding, even though he didn't say Hareni Noida, Hareni Nishba. So that's what some Achrayim say, that what Shavi Anaf Shechatich Adi Sura, even though he didn't say Hareni Noida, Hareni Nishba, and it's not a Nidrei Mitzvah, it's a Nidrei Hoshus over here. It's a Chumra Midirabonon to treat it as if it's a neder, shavi anav shechaticha disur. It's a chumim with the rabbanah to treat it as a neder. Yeah, a neder, but every neder can have hataras nedar. So let's say he'll come to a bezin later and he'll explain, oh, he wanted to give the girl a heart attack, that's why he says kidashtich, and that's why he said, I'm not allowed to marry your daughter. He gives a whole explanation. And he says, and really it was stupid, and I shouldn't have done it, and he has charata that he ever did such a stupid thing, and it's causing so much trouble for him. So let him be able to have a hataras and darn. So these achrayim say, no, sha'amel avshech haticha di surah is treated as a neder mid the rabbanon, even though in atar he didn't say her any neder or any nishba, and it's treated as a neder that doesn't even lend itself to hatar. What, do you have such a thing? Is there such a thing as a neder? Sometimes there is. Nazir Shimshon, some Rishonim say, doesn't have Hatorah men Hatorah. Some say it has Hatorah men Hatorah, but the Rabbanan has no Hatorah. Others say it doesn't even have Hatorah men Hatorah.
We have
Adas Rabin. Adas Rabin, okay.
The Bar Mitzvah has Hatorah and Adas Rabin.
You're right, right. There's a reason why. It's not Al Pidin, it's a different kind, right? The Ranan and the Dharma quotes from the Goinim that if you take a Shvua, Benikitas Chayfetz, so that Shavua is so chama, doesn't have hatar, doesn't have afar. I'll pick in a different kind. Yeah, but we're not talking about a Shavua and a Kitas Chayfetz. We don't hold like that either. We don't hold like that run either. Kiosk Kaf is, we don't allow any hatar. Yeah, we don't allow. For different reason, because Binod Machaveira, it's like I made a Krisis Bris with the person. So new chumra. Yeah. So the same case where he talks about what's the nature of the din. Avodas Baldin discusses also, quotes Tachrayim, what's the nature of the din of Shavin Avshech Haticha Di Surah. So he says, some Achrayim assume that it's a form of an Eder, and it's a Chumim with the Rabbanah to treat it as an Eder, despite the fact that it never said, have any Noida, have any Nishba, and we treat it as such a severe Eder that doesn't even lend itself to Hator. There's no way to be Matur. So the Ktzai Sachoshin disagrees. He says he doesn't think it's right. He thinks just like Hadas Baldin Kameidim Dami is an emonis, Kameidim Dami thinks that Shavi Anabshech Hatichet Yisura is also an emonis. And he quotes the Gemara in Krisus, where the Gemara has a line, Odom Neman Alatzma Yaisim Imeyuish. And he thinks that both of these dinim are interconnected. Shavi Anabshech Hatichet Yisura in the realm of Isa Veheter, and Hadas Baldin Kameidim Dami in the realm of Dinim Amenis are both forms of this principle that appears in Krisus. If it's neged to himself, if it's neged to Bezdin giving me Malkus, then you say that's neged to Acherim. So he's not Neman. Adam Neman al Atzmo, but just Beinola Beinatzmo liatzmo, he's Neman. He admits that he owes money, so it's, he's Neman that he owes the money. He admits kidashtich, so therefore he's also bebita and also beima and also b'choisa. Okay, so he's Neman al Atzmo yosem imeyuish. So what happens? Sometimes we have a din and dinim amenis. Let's say somebody's taver me money. And sometimes I'm shosek. So sometimes you say shtika gedor, sometimes you don't say shtika gedor. It all depends. You don't always say shtika gedor. A lunatic comes over to me and the saliva is falling from his mouth and his clothes are all torn and he says, Rabbi Shechter, you owe me $100 million. And I stand there. They're going to say, "Hadoras baldin shtike kohidor dami." Guys, I'm a mishugana. I don't know how to drill. I don't know how to drill with a mishugana. But sometimes, based on the context, the shtike is taken as a hidor. Sometimes they say shtike kohidor dami. So the Gemara talks in Sanhedrin and Daflam in different cases. Sometimes you do say shtike kohidor. Sometimes you don't say shtike kohidor. So that's what the Gemara carries over. Just like you say sometimes shtike kohidor dini mamenis. So to an Issa the Heter, just like there's a din and dinim amenis. Hadoras baldin kime edim adami, and the shtik is sometimes taken as a hadoras, sometimes yes, taken, sometimes not taken. So shavi anabshe chatichid yisur in the area of Issa the Heter also, it's a guy comes to town and he says, I am a mamzer. I need a shidduch. I have to marry a giyoris, I have to marry a mamzeris. So then the next day he changes his mind and said, I'm not a mamzer, I was kidding yesterday. So we say Shavi Anavshe Chatechid Yisur. Yesterday he said you were a mamzer, unless he's going to back out and give an amasla. Okay, but give a good explanation to explain why he made such a crazy story yesterday. So we'll allow him to back out. That's a Gemara in the second parak. Gemara in the second parak in Ksuvis has the case. Let's say a girl comes to town, good-looking girl, and someone wants to take her out on a date. So the girl says, "I'm married." Hey, Shishishani. And then a month later, she meets someone else, she's getting married. So the Bez Nesa, how you talk about, you said you're an Eshes Ish. So she says, no, the guy who wanted to take me out is not Ben Torah. He's not the right guy. He is a Ben Torah. I didn't want to marry a learner. I didn't want to marry, whatever. She gives a whole explanation. She didn't want to hurt the guy's feelings. So she said, Eshes Ish Ani. and the Beis Din thinks that it's a valid explanation. So the Gemara says, if he made al shavi anav shechatich yisur, she said about herself, eshishishani, so you allow her to back out if she gives a good amasla. Same as Ardoas Baldin, the last parak in the Masechta. First makes Ardoas Baldin, and then he backs out and he gives a whole explanation why he made Ardoas Baldin. So sometimes he can back out. So the same thing, sometimes you say shtika koidor by Ardoas Baldin, sometimes you don't. And sometimes you say shtika koidor by Shavi Anav Shechaticha Disur. And sometimes you don't. It all depends on the context. So the Gemara interprets that the last three lines on Yud Dal and Aleph, Ezi Amanas Isa, it doesn't mean we're machmeh more on Mamzeris and Nesinis and Abdus than you are in Chalolim. Chalolim is an issue, Nivolo L'Apostolo is an issue deraisa, just like Mamzeris and Abdus is an issue deraisa also. It means a different thing. If they called the person a Mamzer and he was Shoseik, or they called the person an Evan and he was Shoseik, so in many cases we would assume, just like Shtika Koidor and Nidimamanis, we'd assume that Shtika constitutes a form of Shavi Anav Shechaticha Di Yisura. Hashenikin, if somebody calls me a Cholol and I'm Shoseik, so the Tanakama holds that should not necessarily be interpreted as a Shtika Koidor, because why should I react? Every lunatic who says something, I have to react. If somebody says I'm a Mamzer, I'm also love of a call, that's a major problem. Somebody says I'm a cholo. Okay, so I'm a cholo, so big deal. A cholo will only pass a lisha the biyosai. It's not so relevant. It's not as relevant as Mamzeris is. Mamzeris, the guys, how's he going to find the shidduch? Cholalim usually do find the shidduch. It's not so difficult. One of the guys in the yeshiva who got married last year told me he thinks he may be a cholo. Does he have to tell a girl in advance that he thinks he's a cholo, that his father married a grusha? Does he have to tell a girl he's a cholo, that if they'll have daughters, their daughters won't be able to marry Kohanim? Yeah, okay. So that's a mum in the shidduch. If he's going to have daughters, won't be able to marry Kohanim. That he had a psak, he's not a chol. Okay, sure. So one of the rabbanim is not a chol. So good. Okay, doesn't have to, no problem. Yeah. So the Gemara says over here that the Tanakhama just said the only time we say shtika kohedor by Shavi Hanav Shechaticha Disur is on Mamzeris and on Abdus and on Nisinim, because that will be also love of the call. But if people called him a cholol and he didn't react, see, the Tanakhama says you cannot construct based on that shtika koidor a form of Shavi Hanav Shechaticha Disur that he's masking. He's a cholol because it doesn't mean anything. How does the Gemara say? Abishos cholol kosher, why? Behodosham Shem Dalich Bisle, here right in the middle of Yud Dalet on the base, the line begins with the word V'hod Shosig Mishum Dalich Bisle V'Kama. Yeah, because it's not Pasal of the call. He's only a Cholo, so it's not, there's no need for him to react. He doesn't have to react.
The Tanakhama version of
what?
The Tanakhama version of what?
Tanakhama does not distinguish. Anytime there's a shtiket puzzle. And then Rav Meir says, Amar Rav Meir, Tanakhama's version of Rav Meir is, let's see the top line, Shamaiti, Kol Shem Ba Echad Mikolela Masim Likahuna. So the Gemara explains that Tanakhama, the Kamalei Rav Meir, Tanakhama's version of Rav Meir was, Hanachu de Kapasalu Bikol. Ala Shasak Cholo Kashab, Hadu Shasam Shem Dalich Bislei, Shem Dalich Bislei. Tanakhama subholds, you always say shtiket koidor by Shavi Anavshe. Tanakhama's version of Rav Meir is that you don't always apply shtika koidor. It doesn't apply to halal, it's because the lich bislay, a big deal. He doesn't have to react to every meshugan who has something to say. And then the Gemara continues, Kamalei Rav Shimon Elazar, the Tanakhama the Rav Meir. Yeah, Rav Meir had something to say, but not what you said, not the way you presented it. Yishmi Allah, if there is a tradition, the Machshe Rav Meir b'shtika, the Rav Meir held that sometimes you don't say shtika koidor by Shavi Anavshe. It's not the way you presented it. Lo dekor lechol b'shasik. No, if they call them cholol b'shasik, he do say shtika koidor, and it's like a Shavi Anavshe that he is a chol. Ela dekor le mamze b'shasik. Yeah, ela dekor le mamze b'shasik. There, Rav Meir is maker. Why? So, what does it say on the second line from the top? of the daf on Yudala and Beis. Reb Shimon Elazar, I remember Shimon Reb Meir, a different version, not the way the Tanakhama presented Reb Meir, that you don't apply shtika kohidor by chalolis, because the lichbis lay, but a totally different version. That what? The Chayin Rab Shem Menasin Amikidvarav, the correct version of Reb Meir is the following. Is Almanasisa what? Kol shinit b'mosav v'chol. What did he say? Rekim isa mamzem shemem, rekim chalolim shebinem. Everybody, mamzeris is more public knowledge than chalolis. So someone calls me a mamzer, and everybody knows I'm not a mamzer. I'm not b'chayiv to react. It's a joke. Everybody knows I'm not a mamzer. Rekim isa mamzem shebinem. I don't have to react because I'm b'cheskos kosher. But because Eim Akem Yisrael Chalolim Shebenem, so if somebody calls me a Cholol, and I'm Sheisek, so that then you say Shtika Koidor. That was the second version of Reb Meir. The opposite from what the Tanakhama said. Tanakhama said, in the name of Reb Meir, that if they call me a Cholol, what does it bother? I don't have to react. You don't say Shtika Koidor there, because they're not passing me Lova Bakol. Leich Pesle, it doesn't bother me. So then the other group of Tanoim, Reb Shimon Elazar v'chein Reb Shimon ben Menasseh Amikidvar, they have a totally different version of Meir, punkt faker, because Mekim Yisrael Mamzer v'sheminem, Mekim Chalolim v'sheminem, so I'm not expected to react if they call me a Mamzer, because it's public knowledge that I'm not a Mamzer, but I am expected to react if they call me a Cholol, because that's not known. So if I'll be Shoisik when they call me a Cholol, then faker, then Reb Meir says, then you would say Shtik Kodo, if I'm Shoisik will call me a Mamzer, we not say shtika kaido. That's how they have a mamzer. Call of a shaysik pasa hadishik sava. Yeah. Those are the two versions of what Reb Meir said. So Nachum says there are three shitas. The Tanakhama says you always say shtika kaido. Now Reb Meir says sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, depending on what the case is. So the first Tanakhama of Reb Meir, first version of Reb Meir is that he's not mechuyev to react because they call him a cholo, because he's mutalav of the kol. It's only a psulkunin. And the second version is punk faket, that he doesn't have to react on if they call him a mamzer, because my kemi sol mamzerim shebenen. It's against the public knowledge. But because ei my kemi sol chalolim shebenen, that he should have reacted, and he didn't, then you say shtika kodo. Okay.
Is he allowed to give him a get?
Is he allowed to give her a get? She can receive a get, yeah. It doesn't make her, she says the whole thing is crazy. He's afraid, let's say, Rechem Rabbeinu Gershom, he can't have another wife. So she says, I'll do you a favor, you want to give me a get, I'll accept the get, but as far as I'm concerned, it's meaningless. So she's not a Grusha Lekoin, she says the whole thing is baloney. And she'll be nice enough to accept the get, so he'll now be allowed to marry someone else, yeah.
So how does
it,
if he says
Shavu 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 Shavu. By Mammon, it's not a din that it forms a his chayvus, and by Yisra the Heth, it's not a din that it creates a neder of Yishua. They're both not correct. Just an Amman, it's Bein Ola Bein Ansma.
If one says that Shabbat Nashi is based on neder, would it not apply if a person doesn't realize that they're saying Shabbat Nashi? The Gemara in the Yomas had a guy, or had someone who said that he was a goy, and his children are going to be mamzerim. And the Gemara said, if he's a goy, so he doesn't have nemanos about his children.
Yeah.
I thought Tosa dealt with, so we should say shavei nafshei, and you know, we should treat him like a goy for halacha. But the guy didn't realize that, so he just wanted to say one thing about his children. What he's trying to say about himself. Do we say shavei nafshei to make it like a neder? If he didn't realize, like a neder, we call it not. It shouldn't be a neder.
Why is it Bitoris? He says, I'm a guy. He says, my Geris was never valid. Why do you say it's Bitoris?
Sorry, the case was his, he said he did a Geris.
Bein Ola Biatma, there was no Bezma.
He thought that's called Geris.
Okay. And now he finds out the din and said it's not called a Geris.
He's saying, I'm a good Jew, and they say, according to the words you're telling us, that there should be a Nebbi. Somebody doesn't realize that what you're saying.
If it's mitam, yeah, that's the ksaisa's raya. The ksaisa brings a raya that it's not mitam net, it's not mitam is chaybus, because the Gemara says, hados baldin, kemeidim dummy, even kolay malalavisi, kay malay paraiti dummy. We believe everything that he said, even when it gets to other ramifications. That's one of his rayas, that it's midin emonis, that it's not midin creating a chaybus. Yeah.
The Rambam
right has a different shita, right? The Rambam has a the Tosfos starts off with the klal that you cannot create a hischayvus moment unless you make a kinyan. So the kinyan either has to be sudar or the kinyan has to be shtar. And the Rambam denies that whole premise. The Rambam says you can't create a hischayvus just bedvorim alone. I say, hereby obligate myself to give you $100, I become obligated to give the money. But it's such a mechudish dik a Rambam that when the Shulchan Aruch quoted it, so the Ktais reinterpreted it. The Ktais thought the Rambam could never have possibly said that. He must have meant something else. But when you look in the Rambam, it's beferish that the Rambam holds like that, yeah. It's a big chidish in the Rambam, correct, correct. Yes.
Isn't the question the Afonim just those two, isn't that the Mechalik Sintos in the Rambam then?
Isn't according to the Tosfos, one cannot create a chayvus with dibur alone because you need the kinyan? But the Rambam, you can. Isn't that just the 2 days of the kizos? I don't think so. That's in the case I say, I hereby accept upon myself an obligation, give you $100. So the Rambam says it's binding, and Tosfos says it's not chal. I say, I admit that I owe you $100. The machlekes is on the assumption like Tosfos, that if I wouldn't say, I admit that I owe you money, I say, I hereby accept upon myself an obligation to give you $100, that Tosfos assumes that it's not chal. So now the Achrayim is something like that, it's not chal. But what if he says, I admit that I owe you $100. Last year, I snapped into your car and I never paid, I owe you $100. So that's Hadas Baldin. So that's the machlekes Achrayim. Why is Hadas Baldin yes chayiv? If I would have said, I hereby accept upon myself an obligation, would not be chayiv. What if I admit that I owe you the money? So why am I chayiv? But they're all assuming not like the Rambam, right? The machlokes Zachrenim is on the assumption not like the Rambam.
What's the Rambam is that you can be chayiv
yourself? The Rambam has a shita mechudeshes that a person can create a hischayivus moment without any ma'aseh kinyan being needed. If he says it, I hereby accept upon myself an obligation to give you $100 million. So the Rambam says that creates a hischayvus moment. There's no need for a ma'aseh kinyan on that. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam in Siman Mem in Chosh Mishpat. But it's such an unusual opinion. The Rambam said, it can't be. The Rambam couldn't have said that. Everybody knows that that's not true. That is the Rambam's opinion. The Ktzais was so stunned, so he reinterpreted the Rambam. The Rambam must have meant something else. But the Rambam does say that. That is the Rambam Shita. But the whole Machlokes Achrayim is on the assumption like Tosfos, not like the Rambam. Yeah, we don't pass him like that Rambam. We assume like the Laka. The Ran holds like the Rambam. The Ran Exubas Daf Kud Beis also holds like the Rambam. But all the other.
Tosfos, you have to have Shtar, right?
Right. Tosfos says the Shtar creates the Hischaimus. And the Rambam says you don't need any kinyan at all to create a hischayvus. You can create a hischayvus without any kinyan. So we already spent some time discussing. Let's discuss some more. Tezvav amid beis. The Gemara quoted the Mishnah from Machshirin. He found that Asufi, Tinach Mushloch Ba'ir. So if the rabbi of the people in the city are Yisraelim, we assume that he's a Yisrael. Lamai Hilchasa, you have to have Rabbi Solisol of Mahilchasa, 10 lines before the end of the Perek. The Gemara says, Lahachsa loy aveda. Lahachsa loy aveda. The Gemara earlier said, Rabbi Solisol of Mahilchasa, the Gemara said, that Lahacha Yosam, that the Zechiv to give Tzedokim. There's a chiv, if the rabbi Yisrael, you mechiv to give tzedakah. So the Gemara does a two nafkaminas. Rabbi Yisrael, Yisrael, you mechiv to give him tzedakah, and Rabbi Yisrael, Yisrael, you mechiv to give him back Hashavas Aveda. What if it's machza on machza? Machza on machza, sofik sol, sofik nochri. So the Mishnah Machshirin says that is dina ki Yisrael. My hilchah said that is dina ki Yisrael. The Gemara says, Lenezikin. What do I mean, Lenezikin? If Nagach Tur di Day, Latur di Dan. And the Mishnah says in Bava Kama, Rashi fills you in on all the missing information here. Rashi quotes Bava Kama Daf Lamed Zayin, 10 lines before the end of the Rashi, the end of the Perek. So he says, Shoshal Nochri, Shonagach Shoshal Yisol, Bentam Be Muad, Mishalem Nesek Shalom. So if Nagach Tur di Day, Latur di Dan, the shore of this fellow, we're not sure whether he's a Yisrael or a Nachri, Nagach Tur di Dan. So if he's a Nachri, he has to pay Nezek Shalim even the first three times. If he's a Yisrael, Shenagach Shosha Yisrael, I'm a Yisrael. So then the first three times he pays Chatzin Nezek. So this Hasufi is a situation of Machza Machza. Machza Machza, the women able to give birth in the city, half of them are Jewish, half of them are Nachma. So the baby is a Safek HaShokol, whether he's a Jew or a Goy. So what's the din? How much does he pay? So the Gemara says, Nagach Tur di Day, the Tur di Dan, he only pays Chatzin Nezek. I can't say, pay me Nezek Sholem. Amoitzi Machaber, all of our ayah prove that I'm a Nochri, and I'll have to pay you Nezek Sholem the first time. Maybe I'm a Yisrael, because it's Machza Machza. Maybe I'm a Yisrael, and I only have to pay Chatzin Nezek. So if the Gemara would appear that, what if it be Roy Vakum? It's only Machza Machza. Then Nagach Tur di Day, the Tur di Dan, then he only pays Chatzi Nezek, because Hamotzi Machaber, all of a right, you want me to pay Nezek Shalom, prove that I'm a Nochri. What if he's a Roy Vakum in the city? So the Mishnah says there, Machshir, a Roy Vakum Akum, Lamai Hilcha, so the Gemara says, Lachila Nevelis. You can give him over to be adopted by a non-Jewish family. They'll raise him as a non-Jewish child. They won't give many mitzvahs at all. They don't have to keep any mitzvahs for this kid. Roy Vakum Mazakum. And it would appear, the Pashtas from the Gemara, if he's a Roy Vakum, and we treat him as an Akum, so Nogach Tur di Day, the Tur di Dan, with pay Nezek Sholem from the first time, even a short time. Bein Tam, Bein Mud, Mishal Nezek Sholem from the first time. So here's where the Rishonim are bothered with the Kasha. Why are you going Basarov to be Moitzi Momin? He says, a Roy Vakum, we declare as an Akum. If he would have said he's Israel, he would only have to pay Chatzin Nezek the first three times. Nogach Tur di Day, the Tur di Dan, you pay Chatzin Nezek the first three times, if he's a Yisrael. If he's an Akum, then he pays Nezek Shalom. How do you ascertain he's an Akum? Based on a Roiv. So don't we have a rule? In Holchim Mammon Achar HaRoiv. How are you Motzi Mammon from a Muchzak based on a Roiv? So the Rishonim are bothered with the Kasha. So the Shita Mekubbe, the Shev Shmaitzer quotes the Shita Mekubetzes here. Shita Mekubetzes says, that halacha in Holchim Mammon Achar HaRoiv was a machlekes Rav Shmuel, and we paskin ain Holchim Mammon Achar HaRoiv. That's based on Gzeres HaKosuv. That's what we had the whole discussion. That the Gemara Bava Kama and Daf Mevav Mebei says, how do you know that there's a rule of Hamotze Machaber all of Haraya? The Gemara says based on a pasuk in the end of Parshas Kisisa, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, so he said, I'm going to the mountains for 40 days and 40 nights. I'm not going to be here. And Aaron Bechuri, mach mi badvarm yigash aleim. Whoever has any shaylas, should go ask Aaron Bechur. So the Gemara interprets, mi badvarm yigash aleim, whoever is a teveya, yagish raya aleim. Should amotzi machaveh olav harai. The burden of proof is on the teveya, amotzi machaveh olav harai. So the Gemara learns that from Xeris HaKosu. So then the Gemara asks, lamali kros svaruhu. It's a svar amotzi machaveh olav harai. Because you can't make goitzi momen without a rai. Just because you think that the guy owes you money. Mora says, you're right, I don't need a pasuk for Amot Mechavel of Arai. The pasuk must be teaching us a different din. If I went to the Bezna and I say, ask him, send the hasmana to the guy, he owes me a fortune of money. And then the guy comes to the din Torah, and then he says, yeah, but he owes me more money than I owe him. I want to first present my case. Why should we waste time that I owe him $25? He owes me $100 million. So the Gemara says, sorry. You didn't come to ask for the hasmana for the din Torah. He came. Since the Taveh went to the Bezin and he paid the money to send the hasmana, so first we're going to take care of the din Torah of the Taveh, and then if you have a counterclaim, then we'll listen to what you have to say later. So the Gemara there in Bava Kama and Mevav HaMebeis sounds like Hamotze Machalev Arai is a Svara. I don't need a Gzeres HaKosim. So the Yeshua writes in a few places, he doesn't think that that's the true maskana. Ali ben Emes, once you get to the Maskanas HaGemara, you have to assume that it's a Gzeres HaKosov. Why? How can you say everything is a Svar? If there's a Machloikis, Rav Shmuel, but the Hochem and Mamar Achar HaRoiv, so you see that there's room to argue? even though it's a svara pshut hamoitz machavela varaya, is raiv sufficient enough? We paskin raiv is no good. Isn't that based on exeris akosu? Then we had the gemara in the first perek in Bab Metzia, the sugi of tokfa koyin. So most of the rishonim, the Rambam and the Rashba, have a different shita. But most of the rishonim, the mechaber paskin like the Rambam. But the Rambam paskin is like the Rabbah rishonim, like Tesis. That hamoitz machavela varaya is a psak b'toras vaday, not b'toras sofik. How can it be a psak b'toras vaday? Where does that come from? It must be a gzeris hakosuv. How can it be that it's b'toras vada it belongs to him? It should be b'toras sofek. There's so many gemaras. It's very not mistabit to say that hamotz mechavel of haraya is a svara. That pashtus is like the Pnei Yeshua. That once you learn all the gemaras, the klal is so far-reaching, hamotz mechavel of haraya, that the pashtus is must be a gzeris hakosuv. So that's exactly what the Shita Mukubetzis says on our daf, that if rov Akum, we assume that he's an Ochri. And once you assume he's an Ochri, then he has to pay Nezek Shalom even the first three times. So, Nogach Turdi Dei, the Turdi Dan. Ben Tam Bei Mu'ed Mishalom Nezek Shalom. But you only know that he's an... But how can you be Moitzi the Nezek Shalom? Maybe he's a Yisrael. You only know he's an Ochri based on the Roiv. And we have a rule in Hoch Mamam and Achar Roiv. How can you rely on a Roiv to be Moitzi Mamam from a Muzuk? So the Shidim Gebetzer says, because since we rely on the Rav of the Kachov, Mavik Kachov, Menegetu, Lachil, and Nevelus, we treat him like a Nochri. So by Nochrim, the Klal of Ein Hochem Imam and Achor HaRav doesn't apply. It only applies to Israel. So you see, Beferish, it's not Exeris HaKosov. You see, Beferish, that it's not a Svar Pshuta. That it's Exeris HaKosov. And Exeris HaKosov only applies to Israel. That's the Pashtus in the Shidim Gebetzer. So in this Gemara, there's a famous comment. There's a famous sefer, a pilpul sefer on ksubas by the Hafloah. Hafloah wrote a sefer on ksubas. The Hafloah wrote a sefer on kiddushin called sefer amakna. Hafloah was a chsidusha. He was a talmud of the Mezritcha Magid. He was the brother of the Rebbe Reb Shmelka, and he was appointed the rabbi in Frankfurt, not to be believed. He became the rabbi in Frankfurt. It was a funny, they were both appointed, his brother was appointed Rabbi Nicholsberg, also a real Yekis Nicholsberg. It was very strange. Rabbi Soloveitchik told over the story, they have it in the history books. At that time, there was a famous machloikis about the Kleve Get. Kleve is a city in Germany. So there was a couple who got married, and in Shivasim and Mishta, they were having Sheva Brachas on Shabbos. So Shabbos morning, the chosn disappeared. Chosn disappeared with all the money. So they were looking around to find out. They found him in a little village nearby. So they asked him, "Why'd you steal all the money? Why'd you?" He said, "They're out to get me." He was paranoid. "They're out to get me," and he had to run away. "Who's out to get you?" He doesn't know what he's talking about. They're Meshugya. And then they calmed him down. So then he ran away again with all the money. They're out to get me. So the girl's father saw the guy's Meshugana. So he insisted that he should give his daughter a get. He didn't want his daughter to be married to this Meshugana. So the shayla was, what did the get? The get was given in the city Kleva. So the shayla was, he's Meshugana. Can a Meshugana give a get? There's a concept in the Gemara, itim cholim, itim shayta, temporary insanity. Sometimes a person is manic depressive if he doesn't take his medication. So sometimes he'll be crazy and sometimes he'll function normally. So the Gemara said, "Bismachu hu shayta harei ki shayta l'chodva, bismachu pikech, bismachu cholim." Cholim means healthy. When he's healthy, he's a pikech, and when he's a shayta, he's a shayta. So there is such a concept of temporary insanity. So at the time that he got married, they didn't see there was anything wrong with him. At the chuppah, he was ganz normal. So the kedushim was chal. But now he keeps on saying, "They're out to get me. Out to get me." He's paranoid. So meshugana. So there was a big machlokes whether the get was valid or not. So many, the Shagazari was involved. All the rabbanim of that generation, they all got involved. So the Rav in Frankfurt, I really forgot who said what. I think the Rav in Frankfurt said that the get was good. I think he held the get was good. And all the rabbanim were all concerned. They said the get was no good. So when the Rav passed away in Frankfurt, they needed to appoint a new Rav. So the Balabatim had such respect for their rabbi who passed away, they said they're not going to accept as a rabbi any. Frankfurt was always here, Vienna is a big city. So they said they're not going to accept. What?
Frankfurt,
the Rav in Frankfurt said to get this no good. So their Balabatim had such respect for their rabbi, they said they're not going to take as a rabbi in Frankfurt anyone who wrote a tshuva against their rabbi. So many of the rabbanim wrote tshuvas against their rabbi. So they're already restricted, they're already limited. So one of the people who did write a tshuva against their rabbi was the Hafloah. But as the story goes, he wrote a whole tshuva, and I remember years ago, now everybody uses a ballpoint pen. Years ago people used to have a pen with ink in it. Or they had a pen, you had to dip the pen. I still remember that. You had to dip the pen into a bottle of ink and then write. So then when you would write, there would be a lot of ink. So you would often use a blotter to dry all of the ink. It shouldn't smudge. So sometimes, this I don't remember, this is before my time. Instead of using a blotter to dry the ink, they would have a bottle of ashes on the table. So they would pour ashes on the script that they wrote to dry up the ink, and then they would shake off the ashes. So the Hafloa also, the Makna, also wrote the tshuva disagreeing with the rabbi in Frankfurt. And then he was so involved in the tshuva that he wrote, that by mistake he took the bottle of ink instead of the bottle of ashes. He threw the ink on the tshuva. So then he was prepared to write over the whole tshuva again. So one of the his dayan who was there, wherever he was before, one of the other rabbis said, they have enough tshuvas disagreeing with the rabbi in Frankfurt. You don't have to write another tshuva. Don't waste your time. It's not necessary. So that was the mazel that his first tshuva disagreeing with the rabbi in Frankfurt was destroyed, and they didn't have any tshuva from him. So he was up in the running. So they appointed at the same time. They appointed him as the rabbi in Frankfurt, but he was a chassidish. He was a chassidish. He wasn't a yakeh at all. He was a Talmud of the Mazritch Magen, and his brother, the Rebbe Rab Shmelka, was appointed also by Yekes in Nikolsburg. Anyway, so he has this knockout sefer, has the Hafloah as a sefer on Hafloah a Rosh Tevis Arab Pinchas Levi Ish Horowitz. That was his name, Pinchas Alevi Horowitz. So he has a different teretz on the Shittim Kubetz is his kasha. He says, when we found the baby on the steps to the police station, this was 25 years ago when we found the baby. We paskan at that time, Rov Akum Akum, Mutal Achila Nevelis. We're going to raise him as a non-Jew. We gave him over to be adopted by a non-Jewish family. So since we have been assuming for so long, for the last 25 years, that this person is an Akum based on the Rov Akum Akum, now we're going to raise the issue again. Nogach Tur Didei L'Tur Didan. He's already Mukubal that he's a Nochri. So even though the rule is Ein Hochem Amam Acher HaRoiv, that's if you have a new latest Hasafik now, and you want to be Mechaibet person moment based on a Roy. But here, the Roy was already always get Paskin 25 years ago. When we found a kid in the street, we didn't know whether he's a Jew or a Nochri. We Paskin at that time as a Goy, and he married a Goyish girl, and he went to Goyish school, he was adopted by a Goyish family. We've been assuming for so long. So since we have been assuming for so long that he's a Goy, so it's even good Lahotzi moment from a Muchsa. It's already accepted as a Goy. Once the Roy was accepted for some other purpose, yeah, for Issa the Heta purposes, and we've been functioning based on that, so you don't have to turn around now and say not so.
Even if you haven't been functioning like that, you can say that so, or you have to go the other way with something else. In other words, let's say he had a knot somehow as a child.
Let's say what?
He had an ox as a child, and it was not got
But
4 weeks ago we made this psak.
We made the psak and we said it's going to be adopted by a non-Jewish family. So we've already decided that it's a goy.
So it really doesn't depend on the time, but it could have been years or 2 years or 3 years. Either the psak is valid and that's it. And
right. So once we've established for Issa v'Heta purposes that he's a goy, based on the Roiv, and the Roiv is not a new latest Hasafik now. This is the old latest Hasafik. It's already always get paskin that he's a goy. So that's even good. L'hotzi moment from a mukhsa. We had the other day, we had a Rambam who said, not so. No. Then we have a Rambam. The Rambam says, Rovi saw, you assume that he's Jewish, but he's an Asufi, so he's a Sufik Mamzer. So he can't marry a Mamzeris, maybe he's not a Mamzer. He can't marry a Ksher, maybe he is a Mamzer. So the Rambam says, let him marry a Gioris. Because Kal Gem Leikriko. So the Rambam quoted this Mishnah, he quoted this whole Amid Gemara, that this Asufi, Rabbi, so he saw, he assumed that he's Jewish, he can marry a Gioris, And if he marries the Gioris and the Gioris is Mizana later, so he can't give her the death penalty because there was one called Medina, any big metropolis, Shiesha Shivcha Achas, Anochris Achas, who's royal Lahoilid, who was able to give birth to a baby, even though there are 5,000 women who are Jewish who can give birth to a baby, and there's only one Goyish woman who can give birth to a baby. The odds are 5,000 to 1. So the Rambam says, but that's a Roiv, it's a Ruba de Isakamon. I'm not sure. That's what the Sheshmait says, Ruba de Isakamon. You can't give them in the Foshes based on that. Even though we've been assuming for years that this child is Jewish. He married the Gioris, and he learned in the yeshiva, and he gave him a smicha, whatever. He's a Sophic Mamzer, okay. But he learned in the yeshiva, Damas Farnam, and everything, and Mitzar from to a minion. And he got married to a Jewish girl, but when the wife is Mizana, when it comes to Dina Nefoshes, years later, you don't say he's already been Huchzak as a Yisrael. You say it's a Sophic, maybe he's a Goy, and then Kiddushin tops him with the Yisraelis, and maybe his wife is not a nation's ish. You go to Kula, right. You say, when it comes to Din and the Foshes, you don't rely on the right. The Rambam says you can't. That was what the Rambam said, but in my Gemara it says that you do go Basarayt. Even for Din and the Foshes, and you don't say the Hitzilo Ha'idah not to go Basarayt. That was the Rambam's Hasoga. So what does the Rambam do with the Gemara? So that's what the Shev Shmaitzer said. The Rambam distinguishes between Ruba the Isa Kamon, Ruba the Leisa Kamon, and others gave a different answer. The Raga Trevi gave a different answer. That we spoke about last week. But the Rambam says, Beferish, even though it has been assumed already for a long time that he is Jewish, we married him off to a Jewish girl, to a Gioris, and he learned in Yeshiva and everything, and Mitzarf and Tlamin, and Damas Varnam. It's still, when it comes to Din and Foshes, even though that's the old drove from 25 years ago, that's already been followed for the longest time, you can't give Din and Foshes based on that. So what the Rambam doesn't agree with this haflah. That's the shot of the Rambam doesn't agree with this haflah. That's the Shaila. The Shaila is that the Rambam in three places quotes a line from the Talmud Yerushalmi. Let's say, you have to have two Edom or more. Edechad is not enough to give Malkus Amisa. So let's say, I eat Chazer, and Edechad comes to Bez and says, the Shechter ate Chazer. So, lo yokem Edechad b'ish. The best monk give me malchus. What if an erechid says that this is chaza, nobody should eat it? And then I go ahead and I eat the chaza, and two edim say, don't eat the chaza. The erechid said that it's chaza, don't eat it. I said, I don't care. I'm not religious. I don't have to listen. I don't believe. I'm allowed to eat chaza. So I go and I eat the chaza. So the Rambam in three different places quotes a passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi. Even though you cannot administer Malkus based on Eid Echad, who says that I ate the Chazer, but if the establishing that it's Chazer is based on Eid Echad, he established that it's Chazer, then the Rambam quotes Yerushalmi, who is Ratzma be Eid Echad Yuchzok, you can establish that it's Chazer based on Eid Echad. Eid Echad is Nem and Bisur. And later on, you have two Edom that I ate it. So isn't that in contradiction to this Rambam? There the Rambam says, Eid Echad is not good for Malkus, but Eidechon Nem Misum is good to establish that it's Chazer. Eidechon Nem Misum, once you establish that it's Chazer, so then you can give Malkus later. So here also, Rov is not good to give Din in the Foshes, but Rov is good to ascertain that I am Jewish. So I was a Tinek Nimtza Mushloch Ba'ir, and based on the Rov, Rov Yisro Yisrael, Rov of the women who are of the age that they're able to give birth to babies, happen to be Jewish in the city. So we paskin based on the Rov, that I am Jewish, then I go and I marry a Jewish girl, and then my wife is Mizana. So we already established a long time ago that I was Jewish. I was adopted by a Jewish family, and they raised me in yeshiva, and I married a Gioris. Everything we've been assuming for the longest time that I'm Jewish. Now it comes to Din of the Foshes, the wife is Mizana. All of a sudden, everybody wakes up and he says you can't rely on the Roif to give the Din of the Foshes. Isn't that a contradiction in the Rambam? By Erechad, he says, you can rely on the Eidechot to Eidechot Nem Misurim. B'shaita, we relied on the Eidechot. The Eidechot said that it's Chazer. Then if I eat it, then there are two witnesses watching when I eat it, Lisa Ratzma Be'Eidechot Yuchzak. To establish that it's Yisur, Eidechot is Nem. To establish that I'm Jewish, Roiv is good. Once you've established that I'm Jewish, I'm a Mela. I marry a girl so that she's Mekodeshes. The wife is Mezaneh. So all of a sudden, the Ram wakes up, you can't give me. So why the Roiv How can he give misa based on, but already paskin based on that raiv? So the Rambam, this svara that the Haflah said, isn't there a stir in the Rambam? And again, to the Erechot by the Malkus, he accepts that svara. He says, Ratzma be'erechot yuchsa. He quotes him from the Talmud Yerushalmi. And when he gets to the Misa over here, he says that it's not so. Is it a stir in the Rambam? Is it a stir in the Rambam? So Rabbi Chana Vassman has an essay about this, in the Sefer on Yevomis and the Kovitz HaOris. He thinks that you have to distinguish between Misa and Malkus. He says it is a stir in the Rambam. He thinks that you have to distinguish between Misa and Malkus. He says, not only do you get Malkus if you eat Chazer, what if it's not Chazer? But the Erechot said that it's chazer, so the din says you're not allowed to eat it. What if the Erechot is lying? Go back a little bit. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah that if a man comes and he says he's an Avi, he says, the Rabbi Shalom told me that, let's say it's Shabbos, Rabbi Shalom told me you should smoke a cigar now, so I have to listen to the Navi. Yeah, but how do I know he's an Avi? Maybe he's a Meshugana. So the Rambam says he has to give an osam office. Gives an osam office, he can prove, he can demonstrate that he's a Navi. Sure, you have to listen to him. So then the Rambam raises the question, but maybe he's pulling a fast one. Maybe he's pulling the wool over my eyes. Maybe he knows something that I don't know, and he fooled me into believing that he made an osam office, and it's really not true. So the Rambam says the same could be true if two witnesses say that a person was Mechal Shabbos and he deserved Oynash Miso. Could be that they're telling a lie also. Torah says that you believe two Edom and you give din in the fashas. Maybe that the two Edom are lying. You got not sure. What can you do? So he says over here also, it could be that this fellow who claims that he's a Navi and he gives an awesome office to establish that he's really a Navi, could be he's also lying. But kach tzib sater. Torah says you have to listen to him, even if it turns out that he's lying. Okay. So the same thing Erechot and Misum. Let's say Erechot says that this is chazi and not allowed to eat it. Maybe it's not chazi, maybe it's to make up the story. But that's not lochi, you're not allowed to eat it. So who gets malchus? Only one who actually eats chazi, or one who eats something that he's not allowed to eat because Erechot and Misum? So the halacha says Erechot is neman, even if it's not true. Erechot is neman. And you has an isa chazi, even if in truth it's not really chazi, even if it doesn't correspond to reality. So mainly you get malchus. Whoever violates an avera that's similar to a saksim, shabadisha gets malchus. Here the halacha said you weren't allowed to eat it. But for misa, that's what Rabbi Chana thinks. For misa, you only get misa if you really eishes isha zinsa. Not if you have an iser eishes isha zinsa. If you have a case with an iser eishes ish, but it's not really eishes ish, then you don't get the doinish misa. So for that, you have to have shnei edim. If two edim testify the woman is an eishes ish, so that's called a real birah. If you have a raiv, the Rebbe says the woman is an Eshes Ish, because when he was a little baby, I was an Asufi in an Irv Sheruba Yisrael, and they paskan I was Yisrael based on a Rebbe, but there were no Shnei Edom, I was a Yisrael. It's only based on a Rebbe, so that's not called the Yediyah Vadois. A Rebbe is, we rely on Rebbe to establish that I'm Jewish. We rely on Rebbe to declare that I'm allowed to marry a Jewish girl. I marry a Gioris. I'm a Sufik Mams, I marry a Gioris. If you say, there's an Iser Eishes Ish. Not allowed to be Mizana. Based on the Rebbe, there's an Iser Eishes Ish. Is she really an Eishes Ish? We don't really know. For Malkus, you do give Malkus. For one who violates an Iser, Chazer, you get. Even if in truth it's not Chazer. But for Misa, you only get Misa if you're really an Eishes Ish. That's what Rabbi Chana suggests. There should be a Chilak. I think it's in the Kovitz Shiurim. No, it's not in the Kovitz. Not in the Sefer Yevamos. It's in the Kovitz Shiurim. He distinguishes between. He quotes it from, I think, Rabbi Leib Vilkamira, one of the big Rabbanim of his generation, that he distinguished between Malkus and Misa. Chiddush.
Okay.
Is that because of the Yitzilu Eda? I don't think so. The Yitzilu applies to Malkus also. The Gemara says that Asor Chilukim Shebe Mamanasu Nefashis, the first is that Nefashis needs 23, Dayan Mamanas needs 3. So there's a machlekes hatanaim in the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin. We pass the malchus b'shloisha. You don't need 23 dayanim. But the other 9 differences between mamonos and nefashos all apply to malchus because they're all based on v'hitzilu eda. 23 verses 3 has nothing to do with v'hitzilu eda. That's exeris hakosim. But the other 9 about how the procedure of the bezin should go, which are based on v'hitzilu eda, do carry over to malchus. The Gemara has a exeris shava. Rasha. that all the dinim of Hatzola do carry over to Malchus. Sharanisko is the reverse. Sharanisko, you need a Bezna of 23, because Kemisa Balakat Misa Shep, but there's no mitzvah, but it's Hilu Eda. So Sharanisko, Chilufe, it's the opposite. Same thing, Mesis. A Mesis, you need a Bezna of 23, but all the nine dinim of Hitzila don't apply. Because the Torah says, Les Sachma, Les Achasa Olo. Don't have Rachmanis. So the din of Hatzila doesn't apply. Tzila Hu Eda doesn't apply.
Is that Kinah Estira by this woman? Could that be
according
to this?
Probably would be. Regular, all the dinim are normal. Regular Kinah Estira, everything would be the same as any normal marriage. The Rambam just throws out one thing. If she'll be Mizana, there won't be Einish Misa. Because we never really, we don't really have the idea that she's an Eishes Ish. With Eidechad, just like Eidechad by Yisurin, Eidechad is Nema, but we don't really know that it's Chaza. But for Malkus, it doesn't have to be Chaza. There's an Issa Chaza, you get Malkus, but to get Nisa, the Eishes Ish is Insa, only if she really is an Eishes Ish. If you have an Issa Eishes Ish, based on the Roy, Rav Yisrael Yisrael, based on the Roy, we say there's an Issa Eishes Ish. So Issa Eishes Ish is not enough to get Nisa. You have to have Yediyah that she is an Eishes Ish. Yediyah means you need Shnei Eidim. It's a Chiddush.
Not
Nashish
Ish, so it won't work.
No, we assume based on the right that she is a Nashish Ish. There's an Issa Nashish Ish. Only Benegir to Misa, you say you have to actually have a idea that she's a Nashish Ish.
Wasn't that the din in the Achrenim the Rebbe mentioned, where Misa's Fowl and Kaf Misa's Ashur pertains to the Tzilu Eida by the Shalindisko?
No, that we know Hitzila doesn't apply, no. But the Gemara does say Safik Nefashis Lahokal by the shore. But that's the question, to what extent does it apply? So probably what Rashi added on, the Hitzila Hoeda, Rashi probably means Taisis and Baba Basar Daf Nun asks, what do you need a Fosik with Hitzila Hoeda? It's a Svarab Shuti, you don't give the death penalty. So that's what in the Yeshivas they say, Hitzila Hoeda makes it that it's a Ptur B'taras Vadai. That they wouldn't even Pata Kamle with the Rabbi. Whenever this is Safik Yemisa, so it's a ptur b'toras vaday. Like hamotz meruvel avaraya is b'toras vaday that you keep it. So this is a ptur b'toras vaday. So it wouldn't pata for a moment. So that's a shaila. That probably will not carry over to the shore. You say the kamisa abal kamisa shore. Just like by the bail himself in the fashas la'akal by the shore also. So the gemara says self in the fashas la'akal by the shore. But to say that it's a ptur b'toras vaday, that probably not. So Dain Grossman says a whole dvar Torah on the sugi in Sanhedrin daf pei. About Sofik Nefoshes by the shore. So he starts off with this Machloikas Rashi and Tosfos, and he explains some things based on this and the Gemara. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Maybe for tomorrow we'll finish off whatever we left off on Tezvav and Aleph, and we'll start the next parak. We should start Chazara. Start Chazara already. What? A little bit the next parak. Okay, good. So.